Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time.
Ooh, is that us? Is it our time again? Okay, Radio Angel, it is our time to welcome our guest, amen, to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your host, Minister Kim, stationed this day in the boogie, boogie down Bronx. Welcome to February, family. We got an awesome show to share with you this entirety. This month is going to be so spectacular. We're talking about wholesome relationships as it relates to spirituality, singlehood, divorce, and business. I say business because a lot of times we don't include business as a relationship, but it is, amen. Your money is funny because you don't have a healthy relationship with it. So I would like for you to grab some pens, some papers, and also today pick up the phone, call all the brothers in. I know it's Valentine's Day weekend. Call all your brothers, your spouses, and, you know, your friends in, and to let them tune into the show because we have an awesome guest here this morning. Amen. He is going to step on some toes. He's going to enlighten us. I love it because Minister Riley Thornton Jr. from Daytona, Ohio, is going to minister to us like no other. And you know me. You know I like when the brothers get on the line. Amen. I like to sit back and glean from him. So this week, we're going to be talking about save single in ministry from a man's point of view. This awesome trailblazer, man of God, preaching the gospel, Minister Thornton, is rooted in the home church of New Testament. I'm tongue-tied today, y'all. Let me back up. New Testament Missionary Baptist Church, where he serves under the leadership of his father, presiding Pastor Riley Thornton Sr. Minister Thornton Jr. was not always in church and living a consecrated life. And you know we can all relate to that. I know I can. I'm going to step on my own shoes today. He had his trials and tribulations, so he surrendered to God. Today, with his testimony, he is able to educate and empower others to surrender to God. So let's sit back and enjoy this awesome ride with no other than Minister Riley Thornton Jr., all the way from Daytona, Ohio. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family, and friends. I see y'all in the switchboard. Hey, we'll be back.
Everybody with one loud voice, Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Your name.
Your
name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
In
the power of your name.
Oh, Lord.
Lord,
we rejoice.
In the power.
We make a choice.
Favorite breakfast, and please send us some. We here in the Bronx today. This is your host, Minister Kim, and that was Radio Angel taking us higher, Kim M. Sutters. We rejoice right now. We rejoice. Amen. We made it through another week. We are here once again together in harmony. We praise God for another week that he has kept us. Thanking God for you, those who are on the switchboard this morning, those who are on, you know, the computer switchboard. I thank you so much. I appreciate your love. Happy Valentine's Day to all of my beautiful family and friends. You are beautiful inside out. Y'all ready? Because I'm excited. We have Minister Riley Thornton Jr. here. Like I mentioned him, he is truly a trailblazer for God, building the kingdom of God. So without further ado, I hope you grab that pen and that paper and you call some people up and told them to check it out. Amen. We need the brothers on the line today because we got a brother. Amen. And he's going to come hard, but he's going to do it all in love. Welcome to the show, Minister Thornton Jr. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I'm well. I am so honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. We are honored to have you here to talk about this topic, being saved, single, and in ministry from a man's point of view. A lot of times we always see things from a woman's perspective, you know. So I don't have no biases. So I like to hear from the brothers, what do the men have to say? Because oftentimes, you know, like I know, I don't know about in Ohio, but here in the Bronx, I thank God for my church family that we do have men. We have men in our congregation who are working in the kingdom, but, you know, it's really hard to find or see that image of a lot of the men coming to church and participating in church. They come maybe for New Year's Eve. They might come for Mother's Day. You know, they come every now and then, pop up. But we have men who are standing for Christ. And I just want you to minister to us and empower some of the women that are on here and then some of the men that will hear the show to empower them that they could be saved, they could be single, and in ministry. You know what I'm saying? They can love God. Right? They can maintain themselves and they can do what God has called them to. So I'm sitting back. You got the mic and you got full control. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Well, I'm so glad to be here and I'm so glad that I am right here sharing this moment with you. And what I want to start out saying is being saved and being single, and from the male perspective, is now, how should I put it? It's now more harder than ever. It used to be back in the day when I was growing up, there weren't a lot of men in the church, and the women were just, the women did everything. The women were coming to church more than the men. You might have had one man in the church, you might have had a church full of women, and that was the pastor, and the rest of the church were the ladies. But now, because there's been a resurgence, so to speak, men have started to realize, and it's becoming popular. It's cool to love Jesus, and we got to spread this word more abroad because the fear of not being cool is what stopped me from accepting my calling in ministry when I was 17. Mm. But because of how being saved and being single now is harder than ever, the reason why I say it's harder now than ever is because now there's a man shortage. And because there's a man shortage of good men right now, because there's a man shortage of men that realize their position and where they stand in kingdom building and take taking their position, because the dysfunctional behavior of the male has distorted our communities, has robbed our young men of our boys of becoming real men, and the reason why things have gotten so out of place is because there's been a dysfunctional behavior. But what I'm saying is, men, it's more harder now than ever because of the man shortage. It's very easy for you, especially in the larger cities, it's very easy to have a woman in this church, a woman in this church, a woman over in this church. Then if you're playing your game right and you're not on Facebook and you're not on social media, you can pretty much ride that thing out. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important now that we be conscious, that we're very conscious that just because it's a man shortage don't mean you could just show your behind and you could just act however you want and you can just wild out and have as many women as you want, because you're playing yourself. And what's the hardest thing is to not only play yourself in front of men and women, but to play yourself to the master, to play yourself in front of the king, when you know that you are in a place of position, when you know that you are operating incorrectly. And that's one thing that I've been talking about and I've been preaching about. I believe that God, even right now, I believe his heart is broken because some of the leadership is not ready. Because we got some pastors out here that are preaching, but they hunting, because they know that there's a man shortage and there are women that are vulnerable, and women now are even compromising that even if they can't be the one, as long as they're in the mix, everything is okay. But we got to get it right, that you can be saved, you can be single, you can be loved, you can have a good life. It's not torture. See, that's what the devil wants us to think. He wants us to believe that when you're single, your life is over, that when you come to Christ, it's all boring. Matter of fact, you know, Christians and believers, we have the best time. I don't know if any of you have ever realized this, but when you come to Christ, your fun really begins. Because all the things that you used to do that were dangerous, you're not doing them no more. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how good I feel when I ride by the police and know there are no longer drugs in my car. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a successful marijuana smoker. You know what I'm saying? I made sure I kept my ashtray very full when I was out there wilding out and living for the devil. But let me tell you something. When you come to Christ, there's a newness about you. And even how you engage a woman, there's a newness about you. Even in how you engage a man, there's a newness about you. And the way that you used to do it, you don't have to do it that way anymore. So you have to take your new approach when you're living saved, when you're living single. Now, I want to tell you this. It's very important that you know your truth. You got to know the truth about yourself. If you know that you are a person that is very spontaneous and you haven't mastered your flesh, if you haven't mastered your flesh, you have no business dating. You have no business engaging the opposite sex in a one-on-one setting. You really need to be making sure y'all are doing things like meeting at Walmart or meeting somewhere out in the public setting until you can handle being alone. Because the devil is an opportunist, and he knows how to make things. He knows how to trigger your day. He knows how to make you have a bad day on your job. He knows how to make your feet hurt so that when you get home and now all of a sudden you got pain in your feet and you just happen to get along with a male that likes to rub feet. So what's the setup here? The setup is that because of you being vulnerable and because of the male having game, and when a male has game, he's able to recognize a vulnerable moment. And even though you don't mean to be vulnerable, the setup is because the enemy has allowed something to happen to you on your job to cause your feet to hurt, but you have forgotten your truth that you are weak in your flesh. And now you're alone with this male that is rubbing your feet, and ain't nobody praying, ain't nobody saying, "Lord, help us." Ain't no gospel music playing 9 times out of 10, and before you know it, you've been a situation that you don't want to be in. And it's very important that you are able to master. You are, for one, let's get it all out in the open. The Bible says in the Word of God that there shouldn't be even a hint of sexual immorality. But here, if you're going to be real about yourself, you better know your truth, because when you first meet a woman, when you first meet a man, what's the first thing that there is? There is the hint of sexual immorality, because you don't look at someone, you don't walk up, fellas, you don't walk up to a woman and say, "Well, wow, she really has a really attractive heart. That's not how you look at somebody. When you look at, when you walk up to a man, you don't look up and say, "Ooh, his brain sure smells good." That ain't how it go. When you walk up, what do you see? What do you see? You walk up, you see that male, the curve of his build, or the color of his eyes, or his cologne, or how he hugs you, and it entices you, it brings you into where you want to get to know him a little bit better. Fellas, how do we do it? We look, and if it's the right tip in her step or the right dip in her skirt, if she smells a certain way or she looks the way we feel a woman should look for us, we are attracted. So there is a hint of sexual immorality, but you got to know your truth. And when you know your truth, you can live saved. When you know your truth, you can be successfully single. It's not torture. It is habit forming. But it's not torture, but you have to know your truth, and you have to do it in repetition. And sometimes it's by trial and error. Let's keep it real. How many people have ever messed up, and you knew that you didn't want the relationship to go into a physical place, but through some weakness of the flesh, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't that type of preacher. I'm not going to have you naive on nothing. And that's another thing. We as preachers, we got to stop preaching like we don't have no mistakes and no flaws. We got to start illuminating ourselves, because we, the leaders of church.
Did we leave? Minister Thornton? All right, y'all know the enemy's upset. Amen. He started messing with my speech, and I started slurring earlier. Amen. I said, the devil is a liar. I am healed from my concussion. Now we got Minister Thornton disappeared. He'll be right back. We're going to talk about stop playing yourself to the master, as he mentioned earlier. Our brothers, amen, we thank God that you're back in the church. We thank God that you're back into the full fold of ministry. But guess what? You got to stop playing in the church. And for all you women, stop coming to church trying to look for that one. Amen. Especially the pastor. The pastor has been spoken for. Amen. Get with God. Have a wholesome relationship with God. And then know your truth. Amen. If you in the flesh, amen, then guess what? Get to the altar early before everybody else does. Amen. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our special guest today, Minister Riley Thornton Jr., all the way from Daytona, Ohio, as we talk about save, single, and in ministry from a man's point of view. We'll be back.
I dare you.
I dare you to change the world.
Yeah, you, getting that college education.
I dare you to be somebody important.
Like be a teacher.
Or a reality TV star.
I dare you to stand up here.
To call the shots.
To be a role model.
An inspiration.
An innovator.
To be a teacher.
Be my teacher.
Think you can change my life?
Make me excited about science like you?
Have a career that really means something?
Then do it.
I dare you. I dare you.
I dare you.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater.
Hallelujah. If you're just joining us, amen, we want to welcome you to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is reality radio. Anything can happen, amen, especially when the word of God is coming forth, amen. I was tongue-tied in the beginning, amen. Then I don't know what happened to Minister Thornton, but I know he was going in. He was touching, amen, and the devil don't want you to hear, but he is a liar. We are always victorious. I heard when you said that it's fun, amen, there's joy, there's excitement. Life begins when you are saved, amen. The moment that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you ain't got to look over your back any longer, amen. You ain't got to worry about, like you said, Popo pulling you over because you might be doing something or have something that you shouldn't have in your car. There's a different stigmatism, right? There's a different characteristic that we uphold, and people can tell. You know, I love when I walk by in the communities that I go in, Minister Thornton, and men say to me, God bless you, woman of God. I love it. Yeah. And I'm like, when it first started, right, and this is when when I really got saved, right, when I really, like, you know, because, you know, you get saved and then you play with it, right? You play with church because you don't know what it's all about. Mm-hmm. But when the Holy Ghost hits you and convicts you, what about those days when we were convicted? You went to the altar. Ain't nobody told you to go to the altar. You was crying at the altar. Well, I got to that place in my life, amen? And when men would see me and they would say, you know, God bless you, woman of God, and I'd be walking like, God, how do they know I'm a saint? How do they know this? And I started saying, because you're changing me from inside out. You know, my flesh nor my tail is showing out, right? You know, my garment is different. You know, I don't smell like I'm for bait, right? Like you said, you know, the men are hunting. I don't smell like that. Women, I'm going to be honest with you. I love you. I love my sisters. But when you operate in the flesh, there's a smell. There's a scent that you spray on the men, and they know that you are after one thing. And this is why at 10 o'clock at night, they calling you up. But the respectful woman that's showing them godly, guess what? They not calling me. They ain't calling the men up 10 o'clock at night because they know better. They know they cannot go there. So I just want to just throw that in from a woman's perspective that you got to understand, what are you putting out there? What are you marketing yourself as? And whatever you market yourself out as, guess what? You're going to get a response to it. You're going to get a response. Like, I got that type of response. Am I right, Minister Thornton? From the male perspective, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You dead on it, because our antennas go up quick. I'm telling you, when we see it, it's just like a dog when he had his fence. His ears go up real quick, like, what? Like, okay. Yeah, you're right.
You almost had me choking on the water, but it's true. Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
it's even
when we see, we can even tell, I'm going to tell you, because I'm keeping it all the way real. When men are in the church and they're hunting, they even watch how you clap. They even watch how you spin, how you move when you praising God, because we all know there's a way that you can clap and you in the spirit, and there's also a way when you can clap when you can let somebody know that you got a shake in your waist that they need to check out a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? And when males are in church, we sit around because I used to hunt in church. You know, I mean, because I wasn't always a preacher. Matter of fact, I was a double agent. I was very good at doing street and church. And in order for me to get into the street, I had to sing in the choir and sing at church so I could use my daddy's car. So I knew what I had to do. So I had to do church first. But even in church, as a hunter, I could see somebody in the back or in the church that she clapping her hands a little extra wild, and she moving herself just a little extra, just to show, just doing a little bit too much. And 9 times out of 10, the very one doing a little bit too much didn't take but one whisper in her ear to get her going with me. And so you got to be careful with what you're putting out. And you got to be careful about how you're gauging yourself in the church. And fellas, we just as guilty. You got to be careful. Quit going to church and calling everybody sweetie. Quit going in the church and using these these pet names, baby and honey. You have no business calling a woman of God honey, sweetheart, or baby in church if you are not courting her or if you don't have intentions on marrying her, especially if you're in leadership. And I'm talking from experience, fellas, because I used the term, I used the term as the way I talk to my homies, like, hey, what up, homeboy? What's happening with you? So when I would see a female, I would just, hey, sweetheart, how you doing, sweetie? I'm glad you came to church. Wrong. Mm-hmm. Before I knew it, I got somebody going home talking to her mama like, oh, I think I done met my man. And then I got somebody coming back to church with the intention of this preacher then called me sweetheart one too many times, and he's mine. And before you know it, you got a situation on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
not a
we
good one at
careful.
All. Not a good one at all.
No.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because you'll be right
yeah.
in the back in the bishop's office. Like, what do you have done? You know, and
yeah.
you'd be like, if that was
yeah.
not my intentions. And then you got to find yourself
right.
defending yourself because of something
yes.
that you unconsciously didn't realize that you do. Because, again, like you said, there are men who are
mm-hmm.
double agents. You know what I'm saying? They're there
yeah.
to hunt the woman down because men want that good woman. He wants that
yeah.
queen. He wants that model
mm-hmm.
woman. It doesn't mean that
mm-hmm.
he want to live right. So his intentions and his motives are not right. But you will be vulnerable because you want to be married. You know, the Bible says
mm-hmm.
it's better to marry than to burn. So let me tell you something.
Right.
You get to that point in your life, and guess what? You burn in other ways because you're going to be unhappy. You could be miserable. You could get hooked up with an abuser because your flesh.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Responded
That's
to
right.
him. And then, you know, you,
right.
you wonder how
right.
you got here. How did we get here? Because it was not
mm-hmm.
in the perfect will. Amen. Of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is some good
mm-hmm.
stuff. Some good
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
I know you were talking before. Mm-hmm. You were going in, and we didn't even know that we had lost you. But guess what? I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad that
yeah.
those who are on the switchboard are still here. We want to go to a commercial break. I want to let y'all know he ain't just on fire here, but we got some clips of you, Minister Thornton, and when we come back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. And then after that clip, we want to open the lines. If you have a comment or you have something, because he didn't say a lot, stop playing yourself to the master. Know your truth. Amen? And I like,
yes.
don't be a double agent. So come on now. If y'all
yes.
have any comments, if you agree, don't agree, let's come on. Let's have a dialogue when we come back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. We'll be right back.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Hey, hey, I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
To help me along the way. Oh!
Hello, radio angels.
I'm so sorry, listeners.
we had such a very bad copy of that message. And I thought it was getting better as we were going, but unfortunately, this is reality radio, and the enemy is a liar. So, since we have Minister Thornton here, Mr. Kim, let him go ahead and bring the word. So, I'm going back in the green room. I'm going to get my tea, and I'm going to just listen in. All right?
All righty, all righty, all righty. All right, welcome back, welcome back. We're going to give you some taste. If you are our friends on Facebook, amen, you're part of our fan page, you will definitely get his message, amen. This week we're going to be plugging him in, but he's also on YouTube. But I just want you to hang out with us, amen, and just dialogue and have some good time, amen. So, Minister Thornton, you know, we've been talking about just like we're talking about reality radio, this is reality, what men and women encounter in the church, being saved and single and in ministry. And from your perspective, this is what we notice, that men, the antennas are up, amen. They get the smell. Yeah. They know what we are after, and we have to make sure that we change that. Now, how does a woman, amen, like the clapping and the praising, and, you know, how does a woman now come in and appear to be godly? You know, like, how does she represent herself for the man, that single man that's looking for his queen, his rib? What is this man really looking for? What is he looking for, this God-fearing man? What is he looking for in a woman?
Well, I think a man is looking for in a woman. He's looking for, first of all, let me say this. We got to get out of this wanting our women to look like Beyonce. We got to get that out of our mind. We got to get out of, you got to think about who God has for you. Because the woman that God has for you, truth be told, the woman or the man that God has for you looks nothing like what you desire in your mind. Because your mind is thinking with your flesh. But when you're searching with your spirit, you're looking for someone that has a calm disposition, that is very able to engage others, that is unaffected by negative people, that can deal with dealing with all types of spirits, at the same time can carry herself in such a manner that you would not even know that she's being affected by somebody that is in her presence that is purposely trying to push her buttons. And that has nothing to do with how you look. That has nothing to do with the complexion of your skin. It has everything to do with what's inside of you. Because when you are trying to be saved and single and in ministry, you have to first think about who's good for you spiritually, and then worry about her exterior. Because if her exterior is banging and her spirit is clanging, it ain't going to work. It's going to be some mess, and you're going to be set up failure even before you get started. And before you know it, the bad relationship that you had, that you got out of, that you thought would never find you again, before you know it, you are in a out of the frying pan and into the fire experience. And now you got a fine woman with a dirty spirit that can't please you mentally. She can't please you intellectually. And all she could do is look at you and lay next to you and smell good. That's so played out. It's so time out for trying to have you a poster child for a man or a woman. Same with a woman. You going after this guy that's got a six pack and it's got a big bulging chest, and the man that God may have designed for you might weigh 270 pounds, might have a belly. And but let me tell you something. When you look at the inner man, when you look at the spirit will camouflage any imperfections. The spirit will camouflage anything about them on their exterior that might not be desirable. And matter of fact, that's why I've been such a fan of people. When you meet somebody and if you happen to get their number, it's very important. Don't even see each other no more physically. Get to know each other. Get to talk on the phone. Get to vibing with each other. Let your hearts dialogue with each other. Let your spirits gel with each other. Because when you do that, if you allow love to happen between your hearts, when you come together physically, nothing else matters. It won't matter what she looks like. It won't matter what she smells like. It won't matter what he looks like and how he's built. It won't matter, because you fell in love with the inner man. And we got to remember, one day sex will be over, and you want to make sure that you are with somebody in your life that could stimulate you with their words as well as the physical touch. Because when you get old and the physical touch is over and the thrill is over and y'all old and gray, you don't want to be with somebody that you was with just because they look good, because all that going to go away. And what you going to do then when you're sitting here with somebody that is not on your level spiritually, that is not on your level mentally, you are forced into a bad situation, and now you're forced to grow old with somebody, and you're both sitting there looking miserable because your spirits are unequally yoked. You're unequally yoked, and you don't have anything on the inside that can build you up together to hold you when the outside starts to fade. Because we're all getting older and older every day. Every part of you is going to change. But if you do the homework now, if you do your due diligence now, don't just look for the beauty queen. Look for the beauty queen. And when I say beauty queen, when I say look for the beauty queen on the inside. Look for the Beyonce spirit on the inside. Let her spirit speak out to you. Her praise should attract you. Her amen should attract you. Her worship, even when the choir is singing a song that nobody else likes, her worship should attract you. If she's still able to worship, because real worship don't require a favorite song. When you got real worship, I don't care what it is. Somebody could be banging on a garbage can saying, "Yes, Jesus loves me." When you are in real worship, it'll take you in. And I guarantee you, if you look at things like this, the things of the spirit, when you look at her internally, when you look at how those things, I guarantee you, you will find exactly who God has for you. Fellas, don't get it twisted. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Yeah, but know when she has been presented. In some certain situations, God will allow a situation to happen where your queen will be presented to you. But because she doesn't look the way you feel she's supposed to look, you've missed her. Or you'll miss out on what God has for you. And you can mess around and marry somebody that can provide you with a good life, that can be good for you, but is not who God designed for you. Amen. And you got to make sure that you are moving and that you are allowing God to engage you. Allow God to be the Cupid. Allow God to be the one to orchestrate when you meet and when you greet, when you leave church, and how long you embrace each other. Allow God to lead you. There's a little voice inside each and every one of us that you hear every day. No matter how you're traveling to work, no matter what you're doing, there's a little voice that'll tell you to go right or to tell you to go left, and you'll go the opposite direction of what the voice told you. And then you'll say, why did I go that way? That's the same voice you need to when you have been presented your queen or when your king has found you. And if you have a situation like that, we all know, you know, within 10 seconds of talking to somebody, if this is somebody that you want to try to get to know. But you have to make sure that you get out of the outside. Get out of the outside, because that is the setup. Sometimes that's the setup for failure. You can get a man that looks so good, and every time you see him, he got on a brand new suit, he got on brand new shoes, he drive a fine car, he make good money, he make 6 figures. But let me tell you something. He has no way to wash you with the word. He has no way to heal you when you're down. He has no way to love you when you need it. He can't comfort you when you're sad. He can't deal with you when you're mad. He can't do nothing for you. And then you're empty. And there is nothing worse than living in a big, lavish house, having a wonderful lifestyle, but you so dead and empty on the inside, you just as soon be homeless with a man that really loves you than be stuck in the situation that you're in. Is very important, and we take it lightly, and we say, oh, you know, love comes, love goes. But let me tell you something. Christ, God sent his son, John 3:16, God sent his son to die for us. Now, what I'm trying to get you to see right now is, when, fellas, we are supposed to be loving the one that God gives us the way Christ loved the church. And I want to tell you something to you married folk that are listening. If you, and I don't know why God is taking me here, but I'm going to go with it. In case your bedroom has gotten cold, Let me tell you something. You have never made love until you make love in the presence of God, until you make love knowing that God has joined you together. And if God has joined you together and you're married, when you lay with your husband, when you lay with your wife, before you get into the physical act, hold each other and say, God, I want to physically show my mate how much I love him or her. And I guarantee you, if you want to experience sensual bliss, if you want to experience a Valentine's Day to remember, I dare you to pray to God before y'all make love together. The word of God Woo! Says the bedroom is for the married, and the bedroom is set up for worship for the married. Now, I ain't talking about those of you that are married. You ain't got no business going to bed anyway, because we know what the Bible said about that. But for those of you that are married, the bedroom is set up for you to physically thank God and to physically show appreciation to your mate and thank God for this mate that has been put into your life. And the reason why I'm saying that is because so many people meet up and get married and have good lives, but there's nothing that sustains it, and it goes cold, and we keep saying you got to spice it up. You ain't got to spice it up. Pray it up. You want to get your bedroom back live? Pray it up. Bring God into your lovemaking. You begin to bow and submit to the power of God when you lay and say, Lord, I thank you for my husband. Lord, I thank you for my wife. And when you do that, and all of the time, it won't even be the physical act. Just even when you lay with your wife, it you're covering her, even in the sleep, because the devil even attacks you in your dreams. But when God has joined two together and they lay together under the covering of the Father, hallelujah, there's no way that the enemy can even attack you in your dreams. And we have to make sure that we get back to doing this. Those of you that are married, let me say this. Oh, my goodness. Let me say this. There's something that happened a long time ago. Men love to go to sports bars and watch football games. They love to go with their homeboys and go to the clubs and the bars and watch the games, and their wives will be at home, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend will be at home, and then you move in together. Well, what happened was the men started turning their basements into man caves, and the women gave into it because it meant that their husband was going to be at home. But let me tell you what happened. It was a setup, because what happened is now the husband is in the basement watching television, watching football by himself or with his fellas, and the wife is all the way upstairs watching something by herself, and now you have a legal separation in the home. And the husband and the wife is not even together anymore. And before you know it, the husband is falling asleep downstairs watching ESPN. By the time he comes to bed to be with his wife, it's time for her to get up and go to work, and he's not covering his wife, and the separation begins to happen, and it begins to divide. And I know I'm talking down the road for some people. You know, we're supposed to be talking about being single and saved, but God has taken my spirit that there's somebody on this line that is married right now, and your relationship is cold as ice. You're not even looking forward to Valentine's Day. Matter of fact, you're hoping that y'all can get through Valentine's Day. But let me tell you something. I dare you pray about what you're going through. I dare you pray about how basic your love affair has gotten. God can initiate a new love that will have y'all jumping over each other like you just met each other, like you are back in high school. And I dare you, if you want to see it really rebound, put God all the way up in your Valentine's Day. And those of you that this, the phone hung up when I was saying this, those of you that are single, the calendar favors you. So if you're lonely and you're dreading tomorrow, tomorrow is the Sabbath day. And the Bible says to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. So you don't have to wake up and sit there. Ladies, you don't have to sit up and watch Lifetime movies and get a big old bowl of ice cream and just eat all day. Get up and go out and get your praise on. And let God minister you and control your Valentine's Day. This is a day that the Lord has made. And tomorrow, you better rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
OMG, hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't drop the mic over and over again. Powerful message today right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Riley Thornton Jr. from Daytona, Ohio.
Oh, my God, we definitely got to get him back because he just gave us a glimpse for all of us married folks. Amen. We got to talk about the married folks. I'm glad that God gave you that. Amen. You didn't leave us out. Thank you so much because I'm one of the married folks. Amen. And I know the bedroom is not the fallible, but guess what? You go through seasons when it's get icy. Amen. I always remember my old bishop, Bishop Eric McDaniel. He was renewing vows, and he had a pitcher and lemons and ice and water and sugar, and he put it all together, and he broke down every ingredient, and that was marriage. He said, but when you stir it all together, you got nice cold glass of lemonade. So you got to go through every season in your marriage. But one of the things that you always got to keep in every season is God. You got to know that God is in the midst of every day, every year in that marriage, and you gotta go to him like you said, pray, Lord, show me how to love him. Allow him to love me the way I need to be loved. Allow him to feel, amen, my love tank, amen. And just not physical. Yeah. I like when you hit on that. It got to be spiritual, amen. You got to feed me spiritually, emotionally, amen, mentally. Mm-hmm. You got to feed me because I could do the rest on my own. But feed me some fruits from God, amen, because you don't know what I've done or had to go through for the day. And I'm talking about y'all married folks. Y'all better feed them. Amen. Feed your spouses. Feed your Boaz because they need to be fed.
Yeah.
Amen. Because you know you got the single woman out there. They got their spray on and they spraying them. Mm-hmm. They waiting. They waiting. And when we come back, we're going to have more as we talk about saved, single, and in ministry from a man's point of view. And that is with no other minister, Riley Thornton Jr., right here on the Morning Glory International Voice. Hope I see the switch line. Y'all better bling it up. Come on now. I know y'all got questions, or he just giving it all. We'll be back.
Nominate a team for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy. For most of us, our parents, especially our moms, are the ones who lift us up and give us opportunities. Now, you can do the same.
We always look for opportunities that we think are going to change our lives, our kids' lives, and I think that this Coca-Cola experience was one of those opportunities.
The Academy program is 3 days of mentoring, leadership training, and networking.
So it just goes to show you that whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances, whatever you come from, your family background, you can do whatever you want to do.
I challenge each of you to be the change agent for the change that you want to see in the world.
Moms matter too, and the Academy provides practical tips and skills to better support your teen on their journey.
I was so pleasantly surprised to see that you were constantly interacting with the guest speakers.
Oh, it was super easy to nominate him. I would say apply. Do it today.
To nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Pay It Forward Academy, simply go to coke.com/payitforward.
Welcome back, family and friends. We are having an awesome discussion with our trailblazer man of God. The preacher is in the house. His home church is New Testament. Right, New Testament, New Testament Missionary Baptist Church, New Testament Missionary, where you are under the residing pastor, your father, Pastor Randolph Thornton Sr., amen. Ooh, that's a wonderful thing. How is it to be under the leadership of your pastor? I know I'm putting you on blast right now, but it is just an honor because I see what they say, the fruits don't fall far from the tree, and he has been gleaming you, and you hear it, the anointing of God, the passion of God. But how is it to be under the leadership of your dad?
Oh, I tell you, it is such a gratifying experience, and it's so enjoyable. I get to watch my dad preach and support him, and then just hearing him laugh and hearing him smile with approval standing behind me. It's just nothing like, it's nothing like it in the world. It's nothing like having your parents standing behind you. You know how it is. I don't know if you ever remember. If you ever remember getting in a fight when you was a kid and your parent having to be there when it happened, you knew you couldn't get whooped while your parent was standing there. So you fought
right,
real
right,
hard.
Right, right. I know those days.
In preaching, with my father standing behind me, no matter what the enemy tries to pull against me while I'm preaching, I refuse for him to defeat me in trying to preach the word of God. So it's a very it's a wonderful experience. It's priceless.
Amen. Amen. We definitely wanted to give him his accolades, because if it wasn't for him, amen, and the first lady, then we wouldn't have you and this awesome message that you are delivering this morning right here. This is while Valentine's Day weekend, and you mentioned something so powerful coming to the commercial about for all the single, you know, individuals that are out there, especially your single women, that be mindful. It's on Sunday. It's tomorrow. Amen. Go to worship service. Amen. Don't be caught up in the hype, like, you know, Lifetime stories and so-and-so showing this here. If you got to stay off of social media, then do that. But love on God, because God loves you. Amen.
Yeah.
The greatest love that has ever been demonstrated in my life is to really understand the magnitude, the planning, the details that it took for God to come down from his own and send his only begotten son so that we can have life and more abundantly. That is unconditional love. That sacrifice always holds me over when I'm going through. Amen. The fact that no one else loves me, I know that Jesus loves me. So for you ladies out there, you know, love on you. Love on God. You know, go to church. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it every day.
And be glad in it.
Be glad in it. Celebrate your singlehood. Lovely, lovely. So we talked about saved, single, and in ministry. You got your father backing you up. You got to do your best. So as you're doing the best, the all is pouring all over the congregation. You're traveling, and here go the women. How do you confront these women? Because I know they're coming. I know they're coming, because there's so much power and there's so much anointing and passion that comes from you, Minister Thornton. And so how do you, as a man of God, knowing that your father is looking down on you, right? So, and you got your biological father standing there waiting. Hey, how did he do? Did he do good? All right, was he right? Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And he has that smile. So how do you deal with all that? Because that's pressure.
It is. It is. But, you know, I remember who's watching me. And what we have to remember is not what you can get away with when somebody's watching you, but how you handle yourself when nobody's watching you. How you handle yourself when a situation, when you know that an environment can be created that you can get away with something. You know, when somebody reaches out and say, well, I was wondering if you can come by and pray for me. No, how am I going to come by and pray for you by myself? I know my truth. I know who I am in God. I'm a single man. And I also know I'm a man that's trying to live right under God. So I have no business coming over to pray for you by myself. Ain't very much prayer going to happen. I tell you that. So we need to make sure that I don't even entertain that. You know what I'm saying? That's where you got to know your truth. So I have to know my truth. Even when I engage, when a woman wants to come and hug me, I have to learn how to hug and kind of put my one arm in the middle of the hug, so that the hug is not, so that the hug doesn't send the wrong message. Because a woman can even get a hug from you and feel that within that hug, everything was there. He want me. He need me. I got to be here for this man. And the same way with us fellas. And the fellas, it's even worse for us, because if y'all even smile at us twice in church, we come in a Bible study just to see if y'all going to be there. And nine times out of ten, we ain't even caring about Bible study, but if you done smile out at us.
Right.
So we just think that's where you might be. So
we're gonna
give up our Wednesday and come to Bible study. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
you know, so
mm-hmm.
I've learned my truth, and I don't have it all together. You know, y'all pray for me because I'm young in the ministry. I just celebrated a year of preaching, and I'm learning as
God
I'm going along.
You.
But I know as long as I got, He's not gonna let me fall. And if I'm not so arrogant, like I got it all together, I'm not forced to fall. See, there's too many preachers that get in this walk, and they get so arrogant, and they get to acting like they don't even need God anymore, like they're so perfect, and then the devil knows just how to tempt you. He knows just how to run something up against you, and before you know it, you stand in front of the church, and you got to confess something. You know, so I'm making sure that I stay in tune with my truth as a man of God, and I know that it's certain ways that I have to handle myself, and even in now I'm learning, it's even in what you don't say. You got to be even careful in the sentences that you form when you're talking to people, when you're talking to the opposite sex, because you don't even want to leave the door open. You don't even want to leave the door open. You can't.
Right.
You can't even say if things were different. If I wasn't a preacher. If I wasn't. You can't even leave the door open, because if you leave the door open, they coming through it, fellas. And you ladies, you evangelists and you apostles, you women that are in the ministry. You can't leave the door open when a male is being fed by you. He's drawn to you, but the drawing is the anointing. Your anointing is going to draw. God says if He said He will draw all men unto Him, and through the anointing that is coming through you, He's drawing someone to you. And
Jesus.
Even though they are at you, it is not you that they're at; it's the anointing. But they're confusing it by your exterior. But when you're really moving in God, your anointing is going to draw everybody. Your anointing is going to draw men and women. Your anointing is going to draw the mankind and womankind to you. So you have to be careful even in the things that you don't say. You got to watch it.
Powerful, powerful. I like to be true. Know your truth.
Yeah.
I think that if you didn't receive anything else from Minister Thornton today, I think the key right now is for you to know your truth. Know where you are at all times. I'm talking about self. I'm talking about that flesh. If you know that your flesh is rising up and you ain't been in your prayer closet and God has not gotten control over that thing, then you don't need to be out there, you know, oh, well, you know, she just called me and she want prayer and I'm going to do that. I ain't got to call Sister So-and-so to come. I can handle that. No, you cannot, because she might come out, you know, in a way that you can't even say nothing. You just be grabbing. Amen. And then you wonder what happened. You setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up, and we don't want to set you, I don't want to set you up, amen, and I don't want you to set yourself up. So, ladies, let's stop setting up our men, and vice versa. Men, stop setting up the women. Be true to yourself, and be true to one another, because at the end of the day, we are all God's children, and I think we got to understand that. At the end of the day, we are all God's children, and we need to teach the younger generation how to be just friends, amen, how to just love your brother and sister as Christ loves us. I don't have to sleep with you. I ain't got to talk behind your back, but I need to love you up front so you'll know when your true Boaz and when your true rib comes, because I wasn't trying to get with you. I wasn't trying to clutter your image. Amen? Because I didn't stand in that position trying to bait you into my bedroom. Oh, don't bait in the bedroom. Ooh, don't bait me into your bedroom. I don't want to go there.
I like that.
Oh my God, we definitely got to get you back. Oh my goodness, we needed a 2-hour show today. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you. If any of our listeners want to connect with you, I already talked about the YouTube, and how else can they get connected with you, Minister Thornton?
If you can reach out to me through Facebook, I have a page, Minister Raleigh Thornton. Deliverance Ministry. Actually, I have two pages. Raleigh Thornton, because it's just been so many people reaching out to me. Raleigh Thornton or Minister Raleigh Thornton Deliverance Ministry. You can reach me there,
like,
or you can email me at Rev 1571. I'm sorry, at iCloud.com. Rev 1571 at iCloud.com. Hallelujah.
I love it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Minister Thornton, and I'll definitely will get your information up on our website as well on our fan page so that people could definitely connect to you because you definitely got a deliverance ministry going on. Amen. I want y'all to check out Minister Thornton, Minister Riley Thornton, deliverance, okay? I need you to stay focused. I need you to stay focused.
Amen.
Amen. You can do Rev1571 at iCloud.com.
Yeah.
Amen. I want you to stay focused because he's on fire for the Lord. He ain't thinking about you yet, all right? Come on now.
Yes.
Let's
be
real.
And before you let me go, I have a radio show that I'm preaching on, Setting the Captives Free, every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. 215-383-5827. That's 215-383-5827. And we're trying to set the captives free through the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We definitely will be tuning in. You said every Monday morning?
Every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m.
Amen. Yep, I'll be on the road, so
yeah.
We can definitely listen to it. Amen. God bless you. And once again, happy Valentine's Day, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I pray that this will not be the last time that we will hear your voice and the anointing that God has put in a set on your life. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Oh, my God, that was powerful. My brothers, my brothers.
Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Oh, man, you know what? Your stuff.
OMG is all I have to say. If you missed any part of the show today, you need to go back and archive it. Because Minister Riley was dropping down some serious, man. He was dropping down some serious knowledge, as they say in the streets. Hey, you like my little West Indian accent, right? Well, anyway, guys, this is the part of the show where we're in the hood, in the hood. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. Now, you know that Mr. Kim sends me all this stuff to talk about, and because this is reality radio, and my glasses haven't gotten sacked, so you already know. She sent me this huge thing. I just want you all to know that it's on the website. A whole bunch of seminars that are coming up here in the New York and Long Island area. So go to our fan page and pick it up. I know. Thank God I'm not fired for that one. But because I'm like, oh my goodness, she gave me so much stuff. I was like, I can't see it. But I am going to say to each and every one of you, you know that we are a community-based organization, and what we like to do is we like to support what you're doing in your community. So make sure you contact us at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. Tell us what you're doing in your community. Perhaps you're having a conference. Perhaps you're having a special service for the young people. Perhaps you're just having a men's group. Whatever you're having in your community, we want to know, because we want to be able to tell our community about your community, because we have over 71,000 listeners on this show, and this is a global show. So it doesn't matter whether your event is in Kenya, Africa, or in Puerto Rico, or right here in the Bronx. We want to know about it, so drop us an email at hope@themorningglory.org.
But as usual, we do have a few announcements.
As you know, Kingdom Life Temple, where Minister Kim E. Underwood, and that's right, me, Radio Angel, we go there under Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. And at this church, guess what? We have a pantry. We talk about it every single week. Well, next week is the third week. So if your family or if a family you know needs some food, put your pride to the side and come on out and get yourself some food. The church is located at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right off of Bedford. Yes, that's the 4 train to Bedford. What's your landmark? Lehman College. Anyway, as you all know, we are very big fans of Lucinda Cross. Woohoo! And so she and her husband have teamed up to do, that's right, Activate the Men Barbershop Edition. Hey! So, listen, this is taking place March 20th. If you know a youth, if you know a man, drag them on down here, because guess what? If you've ever been at the Activated Conference for the women, you already know we're going to bring it for the men. Well, rather, they're going to bring it for the men. The men's going to bring it. That's what I'm saying. So bring your young people down there. For more information, contact LucindaCross.com. We have the 8th Women's Integrity Conference. Woohoo! This place, okay, yes, yes, yes. I'm sitting here saying, oh my goodness, I got a wrong note. But no. I want you to contact, the telephone number here is 347-590-3881. Oh my goodness gracious. Minister, can't remind me to put the glasses in this week.
Because I can't take it. All righty then. So, that takes care of our notices as what's going on in the hood. Hey, hey, wait. There's one more thing I got to talk about that's going on in the hood.
This is for all my New Yorkers, New York City. This is what's going on in our hoods. So everybody who loves to drive cars in New York City, guess what? MTA has just equipped all of their buses with cameras. This is not cameras that are just on the inside of the buses, but this is on the outside. So all my drivers who like to park in the bus lane as they jump out their car and run to the Chinese restaurant and grab their food and get back in their car, if a bus comes by, guess what? They have a camera on the outside that can snap the photo of your license plate. And guess what? If you're standing in the lane, that's $250 that you'll be receiving that ticket. If you are driving in the bus lane, that is $350. That's $350 if you're driving in the bus lane, or if you're sitting in the bus lane, that's $250. So listen, all my New York drivers, this is what's going on in our hood. Let's be safe out there. Let's keep our money in our pocket. And let's be considerate of those who are not driving. Whether you're a driver or not, be considerate of those who are not driving and who are taking mass transit. I want to shout out MTA and all the workers that are on MTA, because it takes a lot to keep New York City running. And when you're in the bus lane, or you're driving in a bus lane, parked in a bus lane, guess what? You're holding up somebody. You're holding up somebody from going to work, from going home. You're just holding up MTA from moving through fluently through the city. So that is my take on that. I know, Minister Kim, I know you're back there laughing at me like, knock it off. Yes, I'm a big fan of MTA. Hey, but we're at a point in the show where this is Minister Kim's very, 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 very favorite part of the show, because you know she likes to start singing at this part. So I'm going to step back and let her sing it out. Or should I be singing?
Now, you know I need to sing, because this is the part that I love. I love to celebrate your birthday. We have so many people's birthday, especially on this week. Oh, my goodness. Today, Lee Ann Neo turns 35. Happy birthday, Leanne, from the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Coming up tomorrow, a special Valentine's Day birthday celebration goes out to one of my dear sisters from Kingdom Life Temple Church, Lady Valerie Hill, as well as Bishop Jackson, Al Jackson from the Highway and Hinges Church out in Brooklyn, and our very own Natasha McCray and Julian Vandar. They celebrate their birthday tomorrow. We want to wish you a happy birthday and many more from our hearts to yours. Once again, happy birthday, family. It has never been a holiday that I don't like to celebrate. I want to celebrate Valentine's Day with you and just show you love, amen, throughout the rest of this weekend. We can only do that if you stay connected to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope by becoming a fan of us on Facebook. It's the Morning Glory IV of Hope. Once again, we want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day and keep you hopeful and encouraged as we go through this holiday weekend. It is time for our Leadership Corner. And as we're talking about wholesome relationship, it matters that we teach our young people how to have wholesome relationships and how to be authentic and caring to one another. So for you young people out there who constantly deal with peer pressure, deal with, you know, what clique that you want to hang out in, be the leader. Be the light that shines in that relationship. Make sure that that relationship is durable for where you need to go. Make sure that you are empowering the person who you get an ear. Amen. That person who gives you their time, make sure that you're planting a positive seed in them so that they can say, you know what, sister so-and-so or so-and-so, that's a friend. That's a friend. They are sincere. And that's what we want to leave with you today. Be sincere. Be the light that will shine in any setting. And don't worry about peer pressure. Don't worry about who's going to set you a dome, because God already accepted you, and so have we. We love you, young people. And when we come back next week, you'll hear from our Ask Kimani Nash. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope as we continue with Wholesome Relationships.
I am so excited, Mr. Kim.
Yes, I am too. Another segment as we begin to talk about our money, right? Wholesome relationship also involves us in our money and our finances. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do you think we should talk about when we talk about money today?
Well, I think we need to kind of talk about income tax. I think that this is a time during the year where a lot of people waste their money. They get income tax. It's like the poor man's savings account. You know, they pay all these taxes and then they file it at April 15th. For those who like to file on time, I'm just going to tell you like this. For those, this is just my tidbit. This is my business piece. Those who file after the 15th of April, if you put an extension in, you have an extension until October 15th. More than likely, when you take your extension, you will not be audited. Mm. It's all those people who try to get in by the 15th that always they go through the cycle of being audited. Lord knows I know about that. But, let's talk about that. Let's talk about some ways that people cannot waste their income tax this year while we're in this money segment of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
so I was
one of the ways that I learned.
So sorry.
Oh, you got it?
Go ahead, because you know.
I thought about this here, about that income tax, and I put some stuff up on our fan page, you know. I like to wait to the last minute, not so close to April 15, because my thing is I don't want to spend it. You know, anytime I get a lump sum of free money, guess what? I need to put it up so I can invest it. So that's me. And it has come in a great advantage for me when I've done that. So one of the things that I want to talk about is the letter P. P is be practical. Be practical before you go out and splurge on, you know, a trip. You know, we say, oh, I need a vacation. I need to go somewhere all year long. I work, so I'm going to take my money and go away. And you do deserve a vacation, but if you had planned that, and, you know, back in the day, can remember, I don't know about you because I'm a little older than you, but we had piggy banks and we had jars and we put money aside, you know, loose change, singles, and we waited until it added up to something that we wanted. If you pre-plan before you do that, then you don't have to wait till you have your income tax check to take that money and book your trip, right? Am I right? Or go out there and splurge and buy a car.
Absolutely.
Right. You go out there and buy a car. Now, okay, you was able to afford the car, but now are you able to maintain the car? A car is like having a child. There's maintenance that has to go on. So, you know, just be practical in what you are doing when it comes to your refund. You know, I'll say this, Kim, when talking about practical, and I learned this from Susie Owen a long time ago. My dad had passed, and she was talking about inheritance, how we come into an inheritance. And to me, this is an inherited money. Amen. I worked all year long. This is what the IRS is giving back. This is my inheritance. And she said most people get inheritance before 12 months is out. The inherited money is gone. What you should do, the smart thing, is to put it up. Put it up for 12 months. Don't think out of your flesh. Don't be rational, right? Begin to plan for it, you know, because if you don't, you're going to splurge and you're going to be angry because if you're getting $50,000, you know, some people get a lot of money, but your family members leave them inherit, and then in 1 year it's all gone. I could shoot you for that. You know, the same thing. If you get $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 back, do something productive where you can see where your money is going. You know what I mean? Like, you got to put it in good ground. So I think the first thing that we need to talk about is P, be practical with what you get. What you think, Kim? Come on, add some stuff here before we go to our next segment. Because we want the people to be right with their money this year, Kim.
I think that that's awesome, practical. And the whole piggy bank thing, what can happen now is they have this thing for those, for many of you who belong to credit unions. Shout out to MCU Credit Union. I love them. Mm-hmm. What you can do is get a certain amount of money taken out of your paycheck and put into a vacation account or a holiday account. Doesn't necessarily, I have two of those accounts, and I do not most of the time I don't even use those accounts for what they're quote-unquote for, because I have a bigger goal than mine. So let's say, for instance, I want to buy some tax liens next year. So what I do is I contribute money into these accounts. So that's going along with your practical. But here's the other catch. It's that I need each and every one of you that's under the sound of my voice to go to your employer and ask for the instructions that go that's attached to the W-4. If you cannot find them, please go on irs.gov, and get the instructions. Read the instructions over, because most of the time you're giving your money to the government and they are having an interest-free loan on your account. Because notice, when you owe money, there's penalties. And you're not getting penalties and late fees yearly. You're getting them quarterly. Not yearly, but quarterly. So if you go back and you read the instructions, you'll see where there's a plan. And get the booklet as well. See where there is room for you to receive your money now. As Minister Kim said, your inheritance. Receive it now. Don't wait until you have to file taxes, because guess what? The cell phone people need their money now. Your rent is due now. Your child's tuition is due now. But, of course, I was going to the left. But in regards to your taxes, be mindful of the money that you have. We're not saying don't splurge and buy yourself something really great. But what we are saying is be mindful of what you have. Pay some of your bills, get yourself something really great, and make sure that you put a large chunk of it into investments. Whether that investment is you taking $5,000 cash and putting it in your savings deposit box, and I know that's so old school. That's like putting it in your. Unfortunately, I just think that way. I really think that everybody should have $5,000 cash in a safe deposit box. That's just my own little thing. But put it in your money market. Put it wherever you need to put it, but make sure it's not where you're at. Build your reserve, which needs to be $1,000 at any given time. So that's what we're basically saying. We're not saying don't get yourself a pair of shoes. We're not even telling you don't get a car. But what we are saying is make sure that all your money is not in the car and all your money is not in the shoes, but that you took a portion of your money, even if that is one third of it, and put it to the side for a rainy day. And don't forget, guys, it's always good to give away money to a charitable organization so that you can get the write-off at the end of the year. But so that's what I have to say, you know, because I was about to go in. I was like, no. Stay focused. So, and on that note, did you have anything else before we go into our wonderful relationship segment?
Oh, we good. I just want to encourage everybody to take these nuggets and apply. And let us know what you think by tuning in every week and letting us know how we benefit your life, as well as email us at hope@themorningglory.org. Don't forget, make use of your returns to share. We'll be back.
Welcome to Man Talk 101 with Kim and Vince, exclusive on IME Radio.
Couples Cave.
Yeah, I was just about to say it. You know, Couples Cave has been a hit. Like, the guys were really, really feeling me when they. Hey,
right.
You want to be in a cave by yourself.
You know what? Caves are cold. Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what? It was trending so much. For those of you who are out there, Man Talk 101 land, go ahead and hashtag Couples Cave.
#couples cave.
There you go. Couples cave. Absolutely. Now, since we're talking about a couples cave, what should a couples cave really look like? Like, do you have, like, tell us. Like, I've never been in a couples cave, okay? So tell us what a couples cave should really encompass.
Well, of course, you need a man and a woman.
Okay.
And you also will need some beverages. So it will be easier just to have a refrigerator there. You want some food because couples in Couples Cave, they like to cuddle and get to know one another a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
So you will definitely need to have some food there.
Yeah.
You want it to be a light environment. So you want a TV, of course, something that, with the ability to turn on a movie if you like, turn on some music if you like. The place smells beautiful. It has some flowers there, but at the same time it has some masculine component to it. Maybe like a cool chair or a sports team chair, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you also want to make sure you have pictures of those whom you love outside of the person you're spending your wonderful time with within that cave, because it matters. You guys can just truly bond.
Wow. You are such a great guy because you really care about taking family everywhere that you go. I appreciate that. But I'll tell you, VK, when I go to the Couples Cave, I don't want a picture of my mama sitting up anywhere.
It gives you something that you guys can converse about, so that the conversations are not always the same. Mm-hmm. Hey, how's your mom doing? Hey, how's your dad doing? How are your parents doing?
Absolutely.
Of course, there's some main things that will always be a mainstay, if you will, within the Couples Cave activities. But at the same time, you guys can converse with one another and get to know just that connection verbally.
Absolutely.
Something special.
Absolutely. You know what? For me and the Couples Cave, what would be really cool is, just take away all the gadgets, at least when we first get there. Because, social media has a way of just disconnecting us. I mean, you probably know this as well. Mm-hmm. You can be in a room with 10 people and no one is speaking. Everybody's looking down because social media has just taken the place of just everyday interaction. And what we're going to do, we're going to put a pin in that.
Man Talk 101 with Kim and Vince.
Wow, what an awesome day we had today. Did you enjoy the show? Let us know by hitting us up on our favorite fan page, The Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope, right on Facebook. Our guest all the way from Tatona, Ohio, Minister Riley Thornton Jr., he came in and just was a thunder. He is truly a trailblazer for the gospel, for the kingdom of God. And then our young people, amen, I hope y'all young people like my message in relationship to wholesomeness. And then our money segment, amen. Radio Angel, thank you for the plug-ins, amen. Your encouraging words to lead us in the right direction this year when we get our returns. I know some of y'all already got your returns, but whatever you have left, put it up. Invest in something, amen, that you'll be grateful for later on. And then just now, Man Talk 101 with the Inspiration of Beauty herself, Kimberly Arrington, and VK Vincent K. Harris. Awesome message about the man cave. Amen. We need to get into our man cave. We never leave this show without inviting you to be a part of God's kingdom. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a perfect day for you to do that. Amen. Because we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. We can only be grateful for this day. So I encourage you to invite Jesus Christ into your heart today by confessing your sins to him and calling him your Lord and Savior. And again, if you have done that and you're still looking for a church home and you are in the tri-state area, you can always visit us at Kingdom Life Temple right here in the Bronx, right near Bedford Park. The landmark is Lehman College at 9:45 tomorrow morning with our leaders, Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Elder Lynette Cooper. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Until next time, be a gleam of hope. God bless you.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2. You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Let nothing hold me down.